Today in this rite, we celebrate the second feast. We had another one last week or so concerning the cathedra, the chair of St. Peter, the Prince of the Apostles. And of course, this one is the feast of the chair of St. Peter in Antioch. We had the chair of St. Peter in Rome. And of course, it's the same chair because the same throne, because St. Peter, after Pentecost, as he sent out the other apostles to preach the gospel, he also did as he commanded. And so first of all, he went to Antioch, and it was there that he began the patriarchate, the diocese of Antioch, which still continues to this day. And then, of course, later on, he would go to Rome, where he would establish the See of Peter forever until the end of time, that is, and from now on, all those who succeed him have been given the great blessing or curse, depending on who you are, of the authority of Peter. And of course, on this day in particular, we pray for the church, we pray for the Pope and for his successor, that it may be a good successor, and that he will clean the church up as much as possible from all the filth that is in it and surrounds it all around. In addition, that the church may have, once again, the freedom everywhere without conditions or exceptions to celebrate the traditional Mass that has been given to us since the time, at least, of St. Gregory the Great, but actually goes back to the second century when some of the apostles, especially St. John, were still alive. And so we pray today in a very special way for this intention. And one of the things that strikes us, of course, the gospel is very clear. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you shall loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So what does that mean? It's exactly what it means. But at the same time, that means it is a great responsibility and a great burden, onus, for whoever sits on that chair to do the right thing. Now, even St. Peter makes mistakes, not infallibly, of course. And of course, we see that our Lord, when St. Peter said some nonsense, he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And so I think our Lord has had to repeat this during these 2,000 years since the See of Peter was established to many, many popes, that they're not doing the right thing. They're able to make mistakes, and those mistakes do not fall under the aegis of infallibility. Infallibility concerns only those things which are revealed by God, which are in tradition and scripture. And tradition is very, very important. You cannot have scripture without tradition. There were 300 years or so when there were many, many books that were supposed to be in the Bible. And the church said, no, this is it. And that is the canon of scripture that we have today. And so we have tradition and revelation joined together infallibly. But there were others that were there, very beautiful, very informative, but are not part of the sacred scripture. And so our Lord, even today, I'm sure, has to say, "Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. You are not doing, you're not thinking as God does, but as man does." And so we need to pray for a Pope that will think as God and will do as God and not as men wish him to think. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.